Thank you so much, Miller Man. Well, I don't know if you guys were aware of this, but over the weekend we had Halloween. Probably my favorite holiday of the year. Maybe second favorite. I guess Christmas might be first. But Halloween a close second. I love all things Halloween. But things have changed since the Halloween of my youth. I can't fit into my costume anymore. But in addition to that, when I was a kid, and we would go trick-or-treating in our own neighborhood, you would see all the neighborhood kids running around trick-or-treating, too. And that was cool to see other people's costume and go to your neighbor's houses and that sort of thing. But it's becoming increasingly different. It's an awkwardly worded sentence. This year, in my neighborhood, I saw only three kids from my neighborhood, and they were all from the same family, trick-or-treating together.
Can you define neighborhood? Is it just your own block? Or
these were kids that I knew.
Area?
I'm talking about the kids that I knew, okay?
Okay, but when you were a kid and you went to your neighborhood, how many blocks is
it? Well, I always tended, it seemed like we always lived on, like, a circle, you know, that just had, you know, one kind of circle of a street. And so there was probably, you know, 40 houses in there.
All right.
And so we would just do that. But this Halloween, our neighborhood was choked with traffic. I mean, it was ungodly how many people were in our neighborhood. And they all couldn't have lived in our neighborhood.
Why not?
I mean, because you would have had, on average, each household having 26 kids. It just seems biologically impossible to me. But all these kids were out there, and some of the parents would do the trick of they would drop them off in the neighborhood at the end of one street and come back, you know, be back in an hour to pick you guys up. Some parents would just drive through in the minivan with the door open, the side door open, from house to house, just dropping kids off.
It's like a rescue mission.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's like kids couldn't even walk themselves, you know. They had to be transported the next 50 feet to the next house.
What's wrong with their own neighborhood?
That's the question. Should you neighborhood hop? Now, let's just, for the sake of argument, assume that these kids are from a different neighborhood, okay? That they had to travel by vehicle in order to get to their trick-or-treat destination. Is that a good thing? It's a really hotly debated topic. Got a lot of email on this when I brought up that we were going to talk about it. Gabby says, I think it's ridiculous to cart your kids to another neighborhood for trick-or-treating. And really, these days, with trunk-or-treat at local churches and malls and schools, there's no need to ship your kids to the rich, quote-unquote, neighborhoods to get good candy. Doesn't it set a bad example and a horrible precedent for your children? If you can't hack it here, just go mooch off someone else who is better established. Jared emails, Dearest Gordon, as a single father, I feel it's my duty to get my daughter to the best location for her candy treats. Last year, I went to Colleyville and Grapevine's Finest. My daughter had a blast and came back with her weight in candy. This year, her mother, parentheses my competition, took her to a church, and my kid came home disappointed with her small bucket filled with raisins and popcorn balls. My point? I will go wherever I have to make my girl smile. David emails, I'm guilty as charged. For years we lived in North Richland Hills. We lived in Richland Hills, the city time forgot. It's tough to find a light on past 6 p.m. on Halloween. We tried for a couple years to take the kids around trick-or-treating, but each year discovered reward was not worth the effort. The olds in Richland Hills were infected with the Craig Miller candy hoarding disease. We decided to take the show on the road and visited several younger neighborhoods filled with children, much less work and a lot more fun. Jamie says, this year took the cake as far as being overwhelmed by trick-or-treaters. And he adds, for 4 hours, the official language of my neighborhood changed.
What does that mean?
I have no idea what he's talking about there. Tony claims that neighborhood kid is a code word for white kid. And he says next year, he's going to start leaving the written portion of the U.S. citizenship test on his porch. And whenever a kid comes who can score high enough, they'll get candy.
Oh, my.
Okay.
So do you have a problem?
Do I have a problem with this?
Yeah.
Here's my take on it. I don't have a problem with it. I think that are some families taking advantage of it? Are every one of these people who's coming to a neighborhood that's not their own, is every one of them from a neighborhood that is so war-torn and drug-infested and unsafe, and there's no one who likes Halloween there? No. There's a lot of people that are just taking advantage of it.
Advantage of the higher quality candy or more quantity, or
I guess maybe both. I don't quite buy everyone that everyone fits into the category of, well, my neighborhood just doesn't participate in Halloween. Well, wait a second. If 1,200 kids from your neighborhood are all leaving your neighborhood to go participate in Halloween, you could have a neighborhood party with enough families that have kids that participate in Halloween.
How is the candy higher quality and the...
They're from the same maker.
Yeah. I really don't understand that.
I don't know. Maybe it's just that... Remember that generic orange and black candy that was wrapped? Maybe in...
There's definitely different levels.
Homemade popcorn balls maybe in one neighborhood, but in the fancy neighborhoods, you get a whole candy bar.
Yes.
My biggest problem with it, if I do have a problem with it, is that it loses its neighborhood feel. That's what I miss about it. I liked it that it was a neighborhood thing when I was a kid, you know, and I didn't grow up in a rich neighborhood by any means. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was, I liked it that there was the old woman that was in our neighborhood that everyone thought was a witch and was scared to go trick-or-treating at her house.
Mm-hmm.
And every year it was which kid was going to have the guts to be the first to go up there. I liked it that there was the one neighbor that gave us the lame-ass popcorn balls that we all had to suffer through and pretend to, you know, that we were thankful for. Well, that's the part I miss.
Yeah, but we've lost our neighborhoods anyway in today's world.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, we've talked about this before, about how you don't necessarily know all your neighbors anyway.
Right. And I have rules when you come to my apartment for trick-or-treating.
Not an apartment.
Maybe first of all, and this is what I do. The doorbell rings. I'll get a group of kids on my stoop. I will, if I see some more that are walking up, hey, gather around. I only want to give the speech once. And I tell them, I say, here are the rules. You have to say trick or treat, and you have to say thank you, or I'm going to hunt you down, take my candy back, and take two pieces of candy you've gotten previous to this visit.
Gordon Keith.
And another rule, and you younger kids, cover your ears, but if you've enjoyed your first period or wet dream, you're not getting candy from them.
I'm sorry.
Them's the rules.
There could be first graders there holding up their bag.
Well, I tell the younger kids to cover their ears.
We're going to continue on.
But what if they don't? They have to hear that.
Well, they can ask their parents.
So what is that exact age? I know it's going to fluctuate for some, but roughly...
It's 12, 13. Okay. I think teenager.
Once you become a teenager.
I'll give it to you at 12.
Yeah. You have to retire.
I'll give you candy at 12.
Boy, there's a lot of Brett Favre's out there that keep coming back year after year.
What do you mean?
Like 15, 16-year-olds that are still hanging in the game.
So, my official position, I'm okay with kids that are not from your neighborhood coming into your neighborhood and trick-or-treating. But this year was absolute mayhem. Cars everywhere. Cars parked in the middle of the street with no driver in it. Neighbors can't even get out of their own neighborhood if they needed to go trick-or-treating some other neighborhood. It was unbelievable. Kids crisscrossing the street every which way. It just seems so hazardous. There was a group of kids I saw. The largest group of kids I saw was probably 60 or 70 strong. And it was just overwhelming houses. I mean, think about that. You have basically a wedding receiving line out your front door, and you're just having to hand piece of candy after piece of candy.
Did you run out of candy?
No, I always overbuy because I would feel too bad if any kid walked away without getting a piece of candy.
So you knew this was going to be a huge night for candy grabbing.
It was overwhelming. I mean, it was like... sheer numbers of kids out there.
Did you notice anything about the makeup of the kids?
What do you mean? Some of them had like zombie makeup on or something like that.
Okay.
But I will say this. The kids that I experienced... Well, that even sounds bad. The kids that trick-or-treated
Mark
at my apartment were very mannered.
Okay, good.
And I have no problem. I've now gotten to the age, now that I'm into my early 60s, I've now gotten to the age where I have no problem correcting a kid and requiring a thank you, even if their parent's standing right there. What are you doing? Well, you see, now you're doing a generic adolescent. I don't give candy to adolescents. Yeah, I'll say, you know, hey, we say thank you around here. What do you say? Mm-hmm. You know, things like that. What the hell happened to manners in this world? Boy, I do sound like I'm in my early 60s when I complain about manners. Does anybody raise their kids with the yes, ma'am, no, ma'am anymore?
Wasn't it?
I do.
Not where I live.
Tommy Lee Jones in No Country for Old Men who said, this country started going to hell when yes, sir, and no, sir went out the window.
Boy, and I totally agree with you.
I do, too.
And I know that may be uncool. Maybe even it's super gay. I don't know. But I think the old yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am sets up a little social stratification. Hey, these people are older. You have to say yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am to them. And that maybe tamps down some of that adolescent, I'm better than the entire world kind of attitude.
Mm-hmm. Super gay.
I mean, it's just a little verbal cue that megalomaniacal people aren't going to be tolerated so much when they're in their teens.
So did you run into any Dylans that night?
No. Surprisingly, I didn't.
No argumentative teens?
And what about the adult that has a bag with no infant within eyeshot? What's that?
Loser?
An adult?
Yeah. An adult. I don't get that. And you got to have a costume. I'm sorry, just putting on yellow cleaning gloves doesn't count as a costume.
Got one email that suggests that trick-or-treat is a time for some adults from other neighborhoods to case neighborhoods.
Yeah, I've heard that too. I don't quite believe that. That sounds kind of urban legend-y to me.
But just think about it. When are people and homes more open than on Halloween?
And my comment about these parents who drive their kids to other neighborhoods to get candy, it seems like if you're willing to take your kids to get candy, but you aren't willing to give candy yourself in your own neighborhood, there's something wrong there. There's got to be enough parents in these neighborhoods to have some sort of neighborhood Halloween party.
All right, what about this thought? We're getting a few emails that say the reason that some of the kids from underprivileged neighborhoods go to the better neighborhoods is simple safety. They can't trick-or-treat in their own neighborhood because of gunfire.
And I see that, and I agree with that. But like I said, I just don't think that every kid that I saw on Halloween was from an unsafe neighborhood. And did we not have unsafe neighborhoods back when we were kids? Did that just not happen?
Yeah, of course we did. And I don't remember the big...
See, I just think it's become kind of a cultural thing now. Is that, hey, this is just what you do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's everyone's out for themselves. Screw the neighborhood business. It's my kid. Like these P1s are emailing us. Hey, it's my job to get some. I got to get some for my kid. You know, right. I'm going to take my kid up to wherever. The nicest place possible. I not only want a Snickers bar, but I'll take that Tiffany lamp you got sitting over that table.
All right, Mike emails and he says, what's the difference between what you guys are talking about and what goes on at Christmas in the nicer neighborhoods when people come from all over, bumper to bumper, parking out in the rich neighborhoods to look at their Christmas lights?
I think the difference there is there's not you're not handing stuff out. I mean, they're just looking, which is fine. That's
you're
why you
work for those people.
Yeah.
It wasn't my email. Don't shout at me.
I'm not shouting at you. But I do think people need to calm down that are so pissed off about kids coming. They're kids. They want candy, and you're giving them candy, and that's kind of fun. I just wish it was a little bit more orderly, and it was a little bit more spread out, because the concentration levels are just getting unbelievable now, to where it's unsafe for the kids. They're probably more unsafe in this rich neighborhood with all the cars flying around than they are dodging the one or two stray bullets.
He just identified his neighborhood as rich.
Yep.
My neighborhood.
Did you catch that?
Do we still have the concerns of razor blades and apples and candy being poisoned? I haven't heard those stories.
There also, by the way, is an exemption for kids in the country, kids in remote areas. Yeah, of course you got to go to a different neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
But I said exemption. To me, there is no exemption because you're allowed to neighborhood hop. So I vote that it's okay. What's your vote, Giorgio?
Yeah, I think it's okay.
It sounds kind of different,
but
qualified.
I used to used to kind of hit me kind of like it hit you the other night when you would have just carload by carload dropping off in your neighborhood. But, you know, it's no big deal.
George texted me and said, we got the Alamo all over again. I'm reading it here.
What George North Allison?
No, you said that.
George Dunham.
What did that mean? Jeanette says she had a group of six, all with pillowcases, three adults. She says full-blown Hispanic. What does that mean?
I don't know.
And there was a four-year-old in costume and two smart-ass teenage girls. And they spoke no English to her.
Not even trick-or-treat?
Yeah.
Sorry, no candy.
If you can't say it in English, you're saying, oh, now come on, some kids don't speak English.
They could learn trick-or-treat in 5 seconds.
Yeah, that's an undue burden, I think. Undue burden. All right, do we have... we're out of time already.
Yeah, we are.
Jeez, we're late.
Yep.
I'm getting pummeled with email right now.
Maybe we'll revisit this.
Yeah.
At another time of our choosing.
A lot of people disagreeing with my allow come one, come all stance. Anyway,
that's
there you
what
go.
She said.